You know what? I'm going to celebrate what I accomplished and not grieve it as much. Celebrate it and say, all right, what is next? Let me figure out what else I can do. And I decided to produce my own life for a change. And I thought, you know what? If I can take an idea for a TV show, grow it into something that you watch on your screen, then I can take an idea for a business and build that.
You are now listening to the podcast where authors inspire listeners to become authors, the Going North Podcast. I'm your host, certified self-leadership trainer, best-selling author, and book enthusiast, Dom Brightman. And you're going to be listening to a different author that will inspire you to join the business of immortality, known as authorship. Now let the fun begin. Today's episode is sponsored by the Going North Advancement Compass, available now on Amazon.com. It is an interactive journal for you to track your personal growth, track your goals, track your wins, and help you advance north to your next level of success. So pick it up today and get growing. Now let's get on with today's episode. And today on the Highlight Reel Builder for Authors, known as the Going North Podcast, we got another super special, awesome human for you today, my friends. Courtesy one of the best websites on planet Earth, going strong today, known as Podmatch.com, the wonderful site where podcast guests get to connect with podcast hosts. And if they're cool, they're freaking in. And today's guest is cooler than three cucumbers, y'all. That's right, indeed. We got a superstar in the building, y'all, because she's a fellow bookcaster, y'all, because not only she joined the business of immortality by publishing a super freaking awesome book, she's also a fellow podcast host as well, so she knows how to rock the mic from both sides, baby. And on top of that, she's a magical mom, wonderful wife, a former TV producer, as well as a exit strategy expert, a certified career transition and business coach, as well as a CEO and founder of our own wonderful company, all known as Second Act Success Coaching. So let's give it up for the sensational and the radiant Shannon Russell. How you doing today, Shannon?
Hey, Dom, I'm doing great. We're laughing already, so this is going to be fun.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun on all the buns, right, indeed. You didn't even need to bring any cinnamon today. It was good.
Oh, gosh, we're not going to get through this, are we?
That's usually one of the backup plans. You're just like, yeah, it's like, all right, cool. If I don't thermopay today, that's good. If I do, then, yeah, we're going to be talking about random Free Willy references for no reason. Right. That's right, indeed. And then the whale's like, no, my name is actually William, thank you. I'm like, no.
Oh, my goodness.
I was just messing with you.
Oh, my God. Tangents. I love it.
Tangents, tangerines. You got to love them, right?
Got to love them. I know what movie I'm watching tonight now, Free Willy.
Ah, there you go. I guess it is Throwback Thursday. I think about it when recording there, this.
See? Yeah. See, this was all planned. We knew what we were talking about.
Yeah, that's right, indeed. With a capital T. But who am I kidding? It's about the capital S, known as Shannon herself. So, my goodness, as with all introductions, are not allowed to cover everything. So, I'm pretty sure I missed some things. So, my feeling is saying how you became the superstar Shannon that you are today.
Well, I love the intro. Thank you so much. Actually, I just began my career as a television producer. I worked in New York City and Los Angeles for about 16 years. And then once I became a mom, I just decided I think I need to pivot. I think I need to be a little bit more present for them. And let's figure out what the next adventure is. And so that's where I began my second act, trying to figure out what I could do and how my skills from television production would transfer into something else, and that's how I got into entrepreneurship.
Ah, good deal indeed. So what got you into the TV land, being a TV producer? That's probably like a dream for millions upon millions, if not billions of people.
Oh, for me too. I think 5 years old is when I had that first dream that I wanted to be in Hollywood. Anywhere, on camera, off camera, I didn't care. And so I started a California bank when I was five, saving money so I could get to California one day. I wanted to get out of the East Coast and go West. And yeah, and then I decided to go to college and study TV and film. I was the first in my family to go to college. I wanted to just get as far away from my hometown as I could for that adventure. Not, you know, I love my family, but everyone was there. So I wanted bigger dreams and yeah, just wanted to be in the hustle and bustle. And it was amazing. It was my dream career. And I probably wouldn't have left it if it wasn't for my two little boys, but they were worth every change and twist leaving that industry.
Was it a French twist?
Yeah, exactly. Forgot to do that today.
Oh, you didn't forget nothing. You look freaking great.
Thank you, my friend.
That's right indeed. That's right. I had the dream at 5. I was able to make it manifest in a few more years. You'll love to freaking see it. That's right indeed. And it was 16 years, if I remember correctly, TV producing.
Yep, 16 years. Yeah, and so it was tricky to try to figure out, like, how are my skills going to transfer into anything outside of a studio set? But then I started really diving in and, like, turning inward and figuring out, you know what? I'm going to celebrate what I accomplished and not grieve it as much. Celebrate it and say, all right, what is next? Let me figure out what else I can do. And I decided to produce my own life for a change. And I thought, you know what? If I can take an idea for a TV show, grow it into something that you watch on your screen, then I can take an idea for a business and build that. And so I actually launched a franchise business first and ran that for 8 years, sold that successfully last year. And then in the interim, decided to start my coaching business.
There you go. That's right, D. Franchise, oldest swag. Oh, I'm going to sell this thing now. Too much effort.
Yeah, I know. Franchising was good, though, because it was like a business in a box, if you think about it. Because, you had that. I was a first-time business owner, and they gave me the support and the materials and the marketing. And so it really helped me get into that world. And then when I started finding success, my type A personality is like, okay, what's next? Let's find the next business. Let's do this again. So, yeah, I think I really found my second act.
And not a second later.
Not a second later. Oh, my God, the puns. I love it. Keep them coming.
You'll love to see it. Will do, indeed. Will do, indeed. And sure, being a TV producer for freaking 16 years, making that transition, that's just proof you had to be good because it's freaking competitive as all. To get out, because if I'm not mistaken, you actually got a couple of certifications outside of that too, right? If I'm not mistaken, STEM related?
Yes, that was my franchise. Yep, STEM education for kids. So teaching Legos and robotics. And it was great because I had a 3-year-old and a newborn at the time. So I was able to take them along with me. And yeah, it was really rewarding to kind of give back and help the other families in my community.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about indeed. So all the STEM goodness, the Lego robotics, that's right indeed.
Yeah.
So did you have to be like Moses and take your shoes off before you could go in towards the Lego robotics area?
Yes, I did make I did. And that was what's so funny. So I had a brick and mortar, and we did because we wanted it to be clean for the kids. So they had to take their shoes off, and everyone was scared to death because you know that pain of stepping on a Lego, but we were like, hey, it's keeping extra germs out. Let's do this. But yeah, so it became a big joke of like, don't step on the Legos. Don't step on the Legos. But a pretty cool career transition, because who doesn't want to play with Legos as an adult, you know?
Yeah, it's true. Like I've even had colleagues in the past I've worked with where they have giant Lego sets like everywhere in their homes. Just working on them.
Yeah, Dom, did you know what they're called? But adults, it's called AFAL, Adult Fan of Lego. And that's like just the adults like us that just want to build these models. I mean, it's kind of relaxing for some and then stressful for others, I guess.
Ain't nothing wrong with little AFAL swag. By default, by being a dog, you'd hope, like, hey, be more responsible. You don't have Legos everywhere. And then the Moses Law comes into place where you have your shoes off and you step on one. It's like, oh,
exactly.
No, I set a trap for myself. No.
I know. Forget that hobby. It's too painful.
That's what I'm talking about. And days I'm talking about. And hey, so my goodness, I had the great to your producer career, made that transition into coaching and owning a franchise on top of that while being a full-time mom. Like, how the heck you juggle all that anyway?
Yeah, it was just a hustle, I think, of like, you know what? If I don't make this work, I have to go back to the long hours and missing birthdays and Halloweens and all of that. And not that I didn't love it, I just wanted, you know, your priorities shift later in life. Like when you choose your career at 20 and then you find yourself, you know, a decade or two down the road, you're like, this doesn't fit as well. And so, yeah, I just knew I had to make it work and I had to hustle and balance it all as best I could. It helped to be able to bring the kids with me to work and work from home and, you know, and then go out into the community and go to my store and do that and bring the kids along was helpful.
And you got product testers by default.
Yes. And I no longer own the business, but there are so many Legos in my house still. The kids are now 10 and 13, but it's still like a favorite hobby and pastime for them. So I'm still surrounded.
That's a beautiful thing. It's right indeed. You wake up one day to have Legos surrounding your bed at one time, did you?
That I did not know.
Oh, okay. So they didn't try to trap mommy and daddy. That's good.
No, but that would have been hysterical and painful in the middle of the night for sure.
Have been like, okay, y'all kids are learning too much. How the heck y'all get these Legos that freaking high? And how do we get this many Legos in the first place?
Exactly. I lucked out.
It's like, yay, my kids love me. They're not evil. They didn't try to box us in with
Yeah,
Legos. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, my goodness, second act success with all the coaching. So, my goodness, my goodness. So, with all your clients, there been a client moment that sticks in your memory as one that helped you to up your game as a coach?
ooh, good question. You know what? I found that one of my clients I worked with for a couple of years, she was a teacher and was just trying to get out of the classroom, but still educate kids in a different way because she had a young son as well. And so what she started doing is teaching classes that were sensory based. So she did it for babies up until like preschool, maybe kindergarten. And she would do them on weekends after school around her community. And then that was enough of a business for her to leave her teaching job. And then she said, I want a brick and mortar like you have. Like, I want to have a center. And so we started working towards that and figuring out her plan. And she was able to scale and she opened it last fall. And so now she has this beautiful play space for families to come. And she wanted to make sure that she also created a community where new moms and dads would have a place where they could come and meet others so they don't feel as lonely and disconnected. And so she's really created this amazing place. So that is something that I think is a great client story to share.
There you go. You love to see it indeed. It's right indeed. It's right indeed. It's like, hey, go out there and be the model yourself, model the success. Others want to emulate you by default. And it's like, hey, one of those coaching moments where it's like, hey, I get to do what you do for freaking real because you have the experience to
Yeah.
back it up.
Right. It's like that pride moment of like, wow, she actually did it and she's finding all this success. And go ahead, now you grow, like letting someone go because she doesn't need you as much anymore. And that's really, I think, where the success, you know, you feel like you were a success helping that person.
I love to say it indeed. So my goodness, so with success comes setbacks. So were there any setbacks along the way with the second act, if you will, with the franchising and the coaching business?
Ooh, I think, you know, as far as setbacks, like the lesson of, you know what, this isn't going to happen overnight, you know? And so you go from having this steady paycheck and kind of this prestige of your title and all of that to reinventing yourself and seeing, okay, I know I'm confident in what I'm moving towards, but it's not going to happen overnight. And you have to work toward, you're starting over. So you have to work towards it. And it was probably 18 months before I started actually seeing money coming into my bank account because you're investing back into the business and you're marketing and growing. And so I think that was, I don't know if it's a setback or just a lesson learned that, you know, you just take your time, you do baby steps and you'll get there. But I think it's a lesson of warning for other entrepreneurs that are starting out, that give yourself that grace and know that it's, you know, you got to keep going. It's a long game and not overnight success.
Yes, right, indeed.
Yeah.
That's right. As long as a wiener dog and not a prairie dog.
Sure, Dom. Sure.
I could say pitch it for a second.
I'm trying to figure it out.
You know, the prairie dogs, the smaller ones, look a little like a squirrel when they're eating something, opposed to wiener dogs, you know, those long dogs.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Gotcha. You're going to make me cry with. Oh my gosh.
Yes, right indeed. It's right indeed. So true, especially. And I think folks are probably starting to realize a lot more often now, but it's like, seems like late 2010s, like folks are like, yeah, fire your boss, live the dream, become an entrepreneur. It's freaking amazing. Like, do it now, quit your job today. And it's like, no, actually, don't quit your day job, build on the side, you
yeah.
know, and make, get a feel for it. So that way you don't, you know, jump out a plane out of a parachute.
Exactly. And there's still some gurus that say that. And I'm like, oh my goodness, like, I made that transition and didn't have, like, I didn't practice what I preach now. So I was figuring it out and I was lost and trying to figure out what to do. But I think if you start while you're earning that paycheck, you just can research and learn about what it is you want to jump into. So you're confident. And then you can just slowly plan your timeline and do it very methodically so that you do find that success and you're not just running back to where you were or realizing you leapt into something that isn't what you wanted in the first place. So yeah, I'm with you. Like, do not just say I quit and storm out. You can dream about doing that, but, you know, start putting some action steps in place to get you there in a strategic way.
Yeah. You're about to say indeed, straight indeed. So it's like, hey, all right, this parachute's almost finished. Like, oh crap, about to splat. Come on, yeah. Parachute work. No, I'm too far down. No.
Do not do that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, ah. Yep. I said, I look so fly, and then didn't build a parachute in time, just fall and die. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
no. Yeah, yeah.
Back to 9 to 5.
I know. A little bruised and worse off, but yeah. Not what we preach. Nope.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So you finally got this wonderful book that should actually be out by the time this launches, the second act, the book itself, indeed. So it was like putting the book together.
It was another like accomplishment, I think, on my life's like goal list. And it was like about a year and a half ago, I decided I wanted to write a book. I wanted to write fiction, but then I realized, you know what? Let's make this more nonfiction, business related so that I can, you know, I'm not going to work with everyone one-on-one. So here I can put in everything that I teach and I coach and share my career transition story and stories of other people into one kind of resource for other people to grab and get their inspiration. So yeah, that's what I went down that path working towards. And it was very overwhelming. I have written for television, but writing a book, especially when it's a lot more personal because it's what you teach and your business and your experience, was really hard. I took an accelerator course online to help me and worked with a great company to help me kind of all the steps along the way. But it's been amazing. I'm learning so much about just the book promotion and publishing, and I'm loving it. It's great. I'm really, really excited for it.
Excited for it. Indeed, you love to see. Is it going to be an audio too?
It is. Yes. I recorded that, which was extremely hard. You think as a woo-hoo! Podcaster. There yeah. But yay. I don't know. I was more self-conscious. I was really self-conscious recording that compared to my podcast where I can just riff and, you know, chat. But yeah, I'm going to have a hardcover, a paperback, audio, and ebook. So start your second act. Yeah.
Sir, that right, listeners. If you love Shannon's voice, the brainwashing can continue. She's reading her freaking book. It's gonna be an audio, so you get to have Shannon on the go in more ways than one, y'all. It's a good time. It's all around.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, that's right indeed. Yeah, good old audiobook production. Good times. Yeah, good times. Yeah, you're so freaking right. It's like, man, I thought I knew the English language. Like, why am I saying this word five freaking times and getting it wrong?
Right? Yeah. And you're like, it looked great when I wrote it, but not when I'm saying it out loud. Yeah. Right? You know.
Yep, that's right indeed. And thank God forbid you just one of them rush jobs, which obviously isn't yours, but I remember reading my first book and I was rereading. I was reading it for the audio. I realized, wait a second. I said this paragraph 2 chapters
Really?
ago.
Oh my
Yes.
gosh. I can see that happening. Were you able to go back and fix it?
Oh, yeah, it was fixed. It was just
Okay.
like, oh, crap.
Because you're so close, Dom. I can totally see that happening. Yeah. Oh my gosh, absolutely. I realized I quoted Oprah, and I quoted something from Oprah's, like a sh Oprah said on a show. And I realized I said 2017 on the Oprah Winfrey show, and I'm like, wait a second. She didn't have her show in 2017. It was off the air. So then it was just reading that out loud. I didn't catch it when I was writing it. And I was like, oh, I've got to go back and fix it. So yeah, it helps to do that. But you're so close to it that no matter how many editors you have looking at it, you just, there's things that just slide by.
Yeah,
Lessons learned.
exactly. Yeah, lessons learned indeed. It's like, yep, good old typos and random reoccurrences will slip and slide their way into your book when you least expect it.
Yeah.
That's right indeed. They didn't even need any butter
No, they
either.
did not. They did not. Oh my goodness.
Yes indeed, yes indeed. So, what was the most challenging part about putting the book together? Because I'm pretty sure there was some content you probably wanted to put in but couldn't fit in.
Yeah, I think, well, you tell me. I think that, like, by writing a book, you can edit it forever, right? There's always going to be something else you can add in. And I started as we were going through the copy edit or the content edit phase, I was like, oh, I want to add this. I want to add that. And one of my book coaches was like, nope, put that on a different document. That is for your next one. Like, just it's good. You've got what you need. Don't keep adding in. So, did you experience that as well?
Yes, indeed. That's why I had to write a second book, Stay the Course, because there was stuff I wanted to get in the first one that I couldn't because I had a deadline that was
Right.
set. And it's like,
Yeah.
oh, well, it's my first ever book, too. So I was like, all right, well, let's just get this done and out the way. And then it's like, all right, what I didn't cover, corporal would add some. I'll just go ahead and add the book, too.
See, but that's great because then you knew what to do for book two, and it's just an easier ride, I hope. Was it?
No.
Okay.
It's
I was
supposed to
hope.
be easier in theory, but it depends on the person.
Yeah. Oh, none of it's easy. None of it is easy. It really isn't. It's a learning experience, like all of it. Even now, with the book about to come out, like just the marketing and how to get books to people. I have a friend who owns a bookstore and she's international. And I'm trying to figure out how to get the books to her so she can have them on launch day because the way she usually does it won't go for international that early. And it's like, all these logistics, and you're just like, all right, every day is a new challenge. And yeah, hopefully, I can remember this stuff for the next one.
Good times indeed. So, what you learned about yourself through the whole process thus far?
I think it's always learning, wow, I can do hard things. And then it's that feeling of accomplishment. And for me, I love it because I can show my kids, my boys, that you don't have to just pick one path and go for it, right? They're seeing their mom as a podcast host and a speaker and now an author and a business owner. And I think that's the greatest lesson is seeing them excited. Like they don't want to read the ARC copy on the computer. They want it in their hands. And I'm waiting for those copies to arrive still. And they just can't wait to read it. And I think that's just a great, I'm proud of it. And it's a great lesson for them to see this and to see that they are excited for this process too. So yeah, it's just I'm learning a lot about like, hey, let's do hard things. You know, write down a goal and figure out how to achieve it. I think that's like both of our missions, right? For our listeners is like you can do the hard things and go after what you want.
There you go. That's right, indeed. From a couch pillow to a freaking brick wall, all the hard things, y'all. That's right, indeed.
Pick your poison. Which one do you want? The couch pillow or the brick wall?
Yeah, because there's layers of hard now.
Yeah.
Sorry, indeed. Especially when it's cold outside, there's definitely layers.
Yes. Yes,
Yeah.
there are. You're giving me a lot of puns to talk to my kids about later because I have a my one son is a pun fanatic, so this is great. Thank you.
Yeah, there we go. All right. A future curl in the corny joke kingdom. I love
Yeah,
it.
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
This is good. This is good. And need to start making pun circles for the new crop circles. That's right, indeed. Be
Yeah.
oh no, it's aliens. Like, hey, wait a second. No, it's just a bunch of random folks in a circle telling dad jokes and puns. Like, okay.
Yeah, cracking themselves up and yeah, it's perfect. Sounds awesome.
Okay, I'm sure indeed. Folks will probably call it alien repellents. It's like, hey, if they understand the jokes, they won't show up.
They
If
won't
they don't
come.
understand, they won't show up either because they'll be confused.
Yeah, they will, for sure. Earth is a crazy place. Let's go back into space.
Like, yeah, it looks pretty and blue from the distance, but it's like, oh, we're close. No, humans. All right, run.
Yeah, exactly. You saved the human race there, Dom. That's good.
See, there we go. That's probably might be my next t-shirt idea. Dad jokes can save the human race.
Yes. Perfect.
Yes, indeed. So my goodness, such a fellow podcast host, you probably got a whole bunch of wisdom indeed for folks who probably want to start a podcast of their own. So what would you consider your top three lessons learned from starting, growing, and running your magical show?
Ooh, just start. Just start. Grab a mic and start. It really doesn't take a lot, and you can get better as you go. But that first episode, getting that first episode out, I think is the hardest. And just have fun with it. I think it's exciting to have these conversations like we're having and meet new people. And that's been my favorite part of it. Because then after this, Dom, like I'll be able to say, oh, I want to introduce you to someone. Or we were just chatting earlier and we both interviewed a similar or the same guest. So it becomes this really small world that you can network with and meet these incredible people and have conversations that you learn from yourself. And I think that's really great. So, yeah, just start, enjoy the process, interview people that you want to, and just get on the mic and talk. Like, it doesn't have to be scripted, it doesn't have to be all planned out, but be consistent. I would say that as well as my final piece of advice is do it weekly. Just pick whatever you can handle or monthly if that's what you can handle. But just start. I mean, there's so many things to talk about. I'm constantly wanting to start other podcasts because it's just so much fun and rewarding and creative. Would you agree?
I agree, indeed. Right, indeed. So, name of the game is start. Be consistent. And I guess I'll be surprised, I guess, because you never know who you can connect with, indeed, if you do one of those interview based shows.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, right, indeed. Might wake up one day and it's a jack in the box. It's like, hey, what's this? I haven't seen one of these like ages. It's like, oh, surprise. And it didn't hit me. Hooray.
My gosh, you are the best.
Right back at you, indeed. So, my goodness, since you've done so many interviews, is there a question that you wish folks would ask you more often when you're on the guest side of the microphone?
That question, because I've never been asked that question. Yeah, I guess what's the one thing that you have left on your to-do list for your life's to-do list would be great. And I think for me, it's get out of the States, move to Hawaii, still the States, but move somewhere that you can just chill and be and appreciate every day and really be present. Because I think so often we're just running and we're looking at our clock constantly and we're doing all the things. So Yeah, I would love to just go off the grid and just enjoy nature and be present and fully appreciate life.
Ah, sure, they're right, folks. Go into the deep parts of Hawaii, put on an Amazon warrior outfit, and then take over the world. Rewild, y'all. That's right indeed. Be part of nature.
Exactly. That's right indeed. Try to find that Jurassic Park entrance door and see if you can find it. That'll keep you busy.
Hopefully there's not as many sores as dinos there.
Yeah. True.
There you go. So what is all your to-do list for the future that you got cooking? You got the book out, you got the great TV producer career, was able to start a franchise and sell it, freaking dream come true. Yeah. Who knows, is it conquer the moon, fly to the moon maybe?
Maybe. No, I think I just want to speak on stages more, kind of travel and speak and get my mission out of kind of what I'm teaching and trying to get people to be unstuck and go after what they want in life and maybe write my fiction book and just keep writing, because I feel like that's become like a hobby for me to just, that's what I enjoy doing, just sitting and writing and, giving myself permission to find the time to do that.
There you go. That's right indeed. So all the teddy bears, y'all. She wants to get that TEDx stage.
Yeah, exactly. That's on the list.
Yeah, you'd love to see it.
Thanks. The teddy bear.
Yep, that's right indeed. No escape. No. That's what the TED really stands for, teddy bears. I still want to say it out loud. It's right, okay. Right. We'll say it's technology, engineering, design. Yeah, we'll say it's that. Make it all, professional, but not really about teddy bears. We're gonna fill the world with teddy bears, y'all. That's right indeed.
That's who's in the audience. How crazy would that be? You go to speak on the stage and it's just teddy bears. I like it. I can picture it.
Although that did happen one time for a pastor during the early stages of COVID, one of his members put out a bunch of teddy bears in the pew so he would have an audience.
Really?
Yes.
That's incredible. Hey, that was desperate times back then.
Mm-hmm. That's right indeed. It was like those who would always sit in the balcony, they put the virtual church service at the bottom of the stairs and then they would sit at the top of the stairs. You're like, this balcony experience is never leaving. I'll trust that they can be seeing me through the smartphone, even though it's probably on Zoom. And you have no idea I'm here.
Oh my gosh.
Well, fun question for you. Your fabulous book that'll probably be a bestseller by the time this episode comes out. The wonderful book, Start Your Second Act, How to Change Careers, Launch a Business, and Create Your Best Life. If that book were a food, what would it be and why?
Ooh, that's a great question. I want to say a layer cake, just like a chocolate, because that's how I roll, like all chocolate layer cake with so much inside that you can just eat away and get to a different layer to learn something else. So I feel like there's something for everyone in there. Good question.
My pleasure indeed. It's always good to ask the good questions.
I like it.
Yeah, don't want to be your average bear.
You are not that average teddy bear. That's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Yogi Bear without yoga pants. Folks wouldn't think it would happen. Metaphor. Hey, boo-boo, let's get in the tree pose.
The tree pose.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. You got to get in tip-top shape if you want to get all the picnic baskets.
You're That's showing our age now. You're totally like our childhood you're talking about.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Freaking embrace that. Have folks go on some research. Like, what the heck is he talking about? Yogi Bear, probably like my 20s. I'm like, I don't know what the heck is he talking about. Like, yo, you'll know. If the ranger shows up, he'll get in the crow pose. And then they'll find the double, triple layer chocolate cake in the picnic basket and realize, oh, start your second act. All right. That's what this is the whole time. All right.
How do you just bring it all together like that? Wow. Impressive. Impressive.
Oh, he said it was a layer cake. There's, you know, layers to this.
Yes.
It ain't all dad jokes. There's a finish line somewhere. It's just a winding road. We got to, you know, have you around a little mulberry bush every now and then, you know? Indeed. Occasionally one of the mulberry bushes might be named George, but it's okay.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man. Who am I kidding? I'm opening a lot of rabbit holes this morning. Yeah, it's probably the blue. Oh man, so my goodness, we're coming down to the magical question that every guest gets to receive, and that is, if you're to wake up tomorrow and you're 25 again, but you're still in the current year, what advice would you give to yourself?
Ooh. It's okay that there are cell phones everywhere and people are taking pictures of you more than in the past. Just go for it. Go for it and live it out and see where it takes you. And don't be afraid. Just keep going because there's lots of good stuff ahead. Don't be afraid to change.
You're there, right, folks. Don't be afraid to change, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. Wake up with headphones on, music in ears, has a John Nickel on the backside, and then out of nowhere, boom, you change. You change to 2/4, you become 50 Cent. So don't be afraid to change, y'all. That's right.
That's right. Exactly what I meant. Exactly.
That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. Some say change up, some say never change. Either way, change is involved.
Yes. Oh.
Well, speaking of pocket change, folks need to put all of your goods in the metaphorical pocket of their freaking brains to keep up with you and all that you do, and cops and copies of your freaking book. So for those who need to do just that, what's the best way for folks to do so, Shannon?
Head over to startyoursecondact.com. So that is my book, and there's a free download that you can grab as well. So startyoursecondact.com.
Well, you heard that right, folks. StartYourSecondAct.com. I'm going to put a link to all of Shannon's goods in the show notes. That way you can keep up with what she's doing, indeed, because she's still just getting started, y'all, because her runway is long, y'all. That's right, indeed. It's like 200 winter dogs long, y'all, like all the winter dogs, indeed. That's right, indeed, because who knows? It's probably only book number one. It's supposed to be fiction, so you never know. She might have another fiction version coming out, another novel you need to be on the lookout for. Who knows? Might be one of them Highlander, billionaire, vampire romance novels. You never know. That's right, indeed.
That's so me, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That's right, indeed. It's like they want to suck your blood, but also it's a Highlander with muscles. That's right, indeed. Yes, you never know. And they could be wearing FUBU out in the Bronx. You never know. That's right. All the same now.
Wow. The rest of my day is not going to be the same after this conversation.
Yep. You step to the pool, don't even realize it. Well, before going even deeper to the portal, let me go ahead and close it. But before we do, any parting words before we close up shop?
You're the most incredible podcast host. This has been so much fun. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope your listeners are smiling as much as I am.
If you're hearing this part of the episode, that means you're one cool individual. Thanks a bunch for tuning in, and if you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to share it with at least one other person in your network. Bonus points for three. And be sure to check out the backlog too while you're at it, because there are hundreds of wonderful episodes to choose from as well.